Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast continues right now. Eddie Greer, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State coming at you with this golf recap here real quick for you guys here as we get caught up on that. The golf team has been pretty busy, just wrapped up the Big 12 match play in the last couple of days. For them, a lot of things got moved around. We'll do a quick recap of them real quick. I'm going to go straight on into it. The K-State men's golf team, going back to Tuesday, kind of seeing where they were a little bit there. The Cats did lose to the number one seed in the Big 12 match play. The Texas back on Tuesday. They're 3-1-1 there. And then, of course, K-State defeated. It looks like, defeat in the morning for a 4-1 defeat to Kansas. Then in the afternoon there as well. The conditions were pretty rough out there. And they were competing in Hockley, Texas down there. So this is to put that in perspective there as well. But Iowa State, I just recorded, obviously last night, an impressive sweep for the women's volleyball team there. The K-State men's the men's golf team, once again, getting huge wins out of Cooper Schultz and Nicholas Mason, in addition to a tie from Luke O'Neill. They won a playoff on the first hole, and they beat the Iowa State Cyclones yesterday. My goodness. As Iowa State, seems to me yesterday was Iowa State winning day. So the volleyball team knocked off Iowa State last night. And then, of course, a couple hours before that, the men's golf team wrapped up the Big 12 match play at Houston Oaks Golf Club there, beating Iowa State to wrap that up as well. The Wildcats and the Cyclones were tied 2-2-1 at the end of the match there to send it to a 5-count-5 playoff. I don't even know what that is. We were rolling the punches there. The match did not extend beyond par 4 first hole as Schultz and Alex Lindstrom each birdied to help K-State claim its first victory of the week in a finish of 11th place there as well. Grant Robbins, after an exciting match on the green, quote, "I'm proud of the way the guys competed today." And he goes on to say, "We got off to a poor start, but they kept at it and hit a lot of quality shots down the stretch. It was an exciting finish and a great experience for us," end quote there. And we're going to roll with Coach Robbins here on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Eddie Greer, quote, "There are a lot of positives we can take from this entire week." Quote, "Match play is so different from what we normally do, but it's a great opportunity to see how our team performs under pressure at different situations. In match play, there is a pressure pretty much on every hole. When you are up against teams of this caliber, your weaknesses can be exposed pretty easily. There are a lot of areas that we need to get better at, but it was a tremendous learning experience and one that will make us stronger as the year goes on," end quote there as well. They won here. The last time we checked in with the men's golf team for Kansas State, they won here at Cooper Hills, and they've been kind of laying the weeds a little bit, struggling on Tuesday there under tough conditions. You can't control the weather. I'm getting ready for races this weekend. Like, it's supposed to be really cool this weekend. Really cool up there in Iowa, right? But, you just never, like, for spring. Spring weather, you definitely can't control that. But here, K-State found a way, and the Cats, once again, take down Iowa State in their last day of Big 12 match play yesterday there as well here. Speaking of Nicholas Mason, first individual win of the event after dominating a 6-5 victory over Donald Cho Wu starting on the 14th. The junior was tied through five holes going to number one before winning six of the next eight to end the match there as well. Also, Cooper Schultz never trailed against Iowa State's Luke G. We'll leave it at that. The reigning Big 12 golfer of the month en route to a 3-2 victory there, a product of Andover for Schultz. I finished off the week with an individual record of 4-1 as the junior won four straight. straight matches to conclude a Big 12 match play there as well. They need Cooper Schultz. Of course, I say that was stated here last year. He won at this very time golfer of the month the way that he played. They need more of that from Cooper Schultz. If K-State is going to get back to where they were a season ago, right? So huge week for Cooper there as well. So congratulations to him there. And of course, let's not forget Luke O'Neill, who made NCAAs last year from Ireland, trailed Iowa State's Owen Sawyer by two holes at the halfway point. But Luke O'Neill rallied back at holes 5, 6, and 11 to take a one-hole lead in the final four. And then Sawyer battled back with a huge birdie, 40-footer on 14, the final hole of the match there for the tie there. Lindstrom lost his match. This is what you get for recording early in the morning. Paul Bellevue went up, while junior J.P. Roller also lost to Zach May of Iowa State there as well. So that's kind of what took place at for the K-State men's golf team yesterday to conclude, to wrap up Big 12 match play down in Hockley, Texas there. Next up for the K-State golf team will be back to stroke play action for its final event of the fall at the Steelwood in Intercollegiate, and that's going to be the weekend, the last weekend of October 28th and the 29th at Loxley, Alabama. So they have a little bit to get ready for that. So already with the K-State men's golf team, we've reached the final event for them at the end of the month there, October 28th and 29th down at once again, Loxley, Alabama there. But congratulations, a much needed win after kind of a up and down match play for K-State. Going back and looking at some of the scores for them, yeah, they kind of had a big test, kind of struggled a little bit. But again, like Coach Greg Robbins said in that little piece, in that little piece there, that this is where you're going to be made of when you're playing against top teams there. And this team knows that. They've been ranked before last year, but it's been a little bit different sledding here this year for this team. But we'll see what happens there. But, hey, nothing better but to end a tournament on a winning note. So congratulations to the K-State men's golf team for doing that at the Big 12 match play this week. So they'll have about 2 weeks, I should say, getting ready for that tournament down there. So we'll see what happens with Graham Robbins' team goes to Alabama at the end of the month. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. This is your first time listening to the podcast. Appreciate you for hanging in there with me this morning on this Thursday. Again, of course, yes, we court early morning. Of course, I have to deal with minor allergies, so I appreciate you for hanging in there with me whenever you listen to this podcast, or make it your first listen, or whenever you listen to this pod. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We're going to have more content coming out tomorrow with the weekend edition, because I have to move it to Friday due to a couple of sporting events tonight. Cannot do that. So my attention is going to be on that for sure, even though I don't want to watch it, but I got to watch it anyway. So definitely make sure you do that. I'll have a small preview on that weekend edition of Iowa. Of course, that's me getting ready for a half. There's a big first-time marathon for a dear friend. So got that going on this weekend as well. So definitely make sure you tune in to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast. There will be a postcast on that. And, oh, by the way, that's the I-35 challenge I'm talking about starting this weekend on Saturday as well. K-State looking to battle back, bounce back against Texas Tech. I'll have my prediction on that as well. We'll get you rounded up with what's been going on this week and through last week on K-State Sports. We cover all things K-State, do our best to do all things K-State, K-football, men's basketball, slowly gearing up women's basketball, also starting to get themselves ready to go as well. Golf coming off of a big win over, guess who, Iowa State. Women's volleyball also coming off a upset win over Iowa State. So again, and soccer team getting ready to route their final home game already here in 2023 as well. There's a lot going on. We'll get you squared away here through as we get ready to enter into another weekend in October. But that's going to wrap things up on another postcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State men's golf edition. We'll get you also get you also updated with women's golf as well. But right now, men's golf, big win over Iowa State yesterday. Eddie Greer, Alexander, Pearl Project Podcast rolls on this week here in the second week of October. Go Cats!